October the 4th, 2024. The other day we talked about death and dying. Today we're going to talk about life and living. What is life? What is life? Well, we're told in 1 John 5:11, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and his life is in his Son." When we look around us, we see massive forms of life. Not only human life, but we see all of creation. We see the butterflies, sparrow, we see the robin, we see the beaver, we see the porcupine, we see the possum, we see the raccoon, we see the hawk, we see the buzzard, we see the cattle in the fields, the horses. Life is all around us, is it not? And God is the creator of all of life. One thing about all of creation, we've heard the saying, the moment we begin to live is the moment we begin to die. But for God's people, the moment we begin to live, the moment we begin to live for eternity, for eternal life, is in His Son. John 1:4, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Matthew 10:39, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." There are many people today that are in hospitals that are just clinging to life, as it were. You're on the verge of dying, death. But John 5:26 says, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." What good news. For the sinner to realize that we have been passed from death unto life, and we will not come into condemnation. Well, you know, I'm glad that we've been given everlasting life. First John 1:2, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us." First Corinthians 2:10, "In to the one we are the savior of death unto death, and to the other the savior of life unto life. Who is sufficient for these things?" Luke 12:33, "Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it." Well, I'm glad that God has given us eternal life. It's not just, Scripture says, if in this life, you know, if we're only thinking of this life, we're of all men most miserable. If it wasn't for the resurrection, we would have no hope of eternal life. But we do have the resurrection. Christ rose from the dead. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. Isn't it good to know that we've been given life, and the life is in Jesus Christ, his Son? Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Well, you know, another scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. Jesus said in John 9:48, "I am that bread of life." In Acts we're told that as it relates to the Gentiles, all of those that were ordained to eternal life believed. Colossians 3:3, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." 1 John 2:25, "And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life." John 3:15. 1 Corinthians 15:19, I was alluding to a while ago, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." Titus 3:7, "That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Titus 1:2, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." John 6:88, "Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, in whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Scripture is full of this promise for God's people of not just life in this world, but eternal life. Romans 8:6, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." John 6:47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." First Timothy 6:19, "Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." Christ gave his life for us that we might have eternal life. He paid a ransom for us, Matthew 20:28. "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Well, the question we ask ourselves this morning, are we recipients of eternal life? Have we been chosen in him before the foundation of the world? Has he foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, and glorified us? That's the question we must ask ourselves. Have we been given the faith of Christ to believe that we're recipients of eternal life? Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad that we as Christians can look forward to a day when we no longer have to deal with the cares of this life. Romans 5:21, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. John 17:3, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Romans 8:10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. We don't trust in our righteousness. We have no righteousness. We trust in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice for our sins. John 15:3, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Revelation 20:15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? That's the question we have to ask ourselves, isn't it? Well, I'm glad this morning that we have hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ and His completed work on the cross. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.